from Adrian to bring it 1-1. And he had been riding a bit of a scoreless streak heading into Witterfield. He had gone 5 straight innings without allowing a run in his previous 3 appearances, allowing just 3 hits and 2 walks on 8 strikeouts as he gets a swing and a miss from Adrian for strike number 2. So some good stuff from Ciamney, finishing off his time in the bullpen, now making the switch to the starting position and trying to show off what he can do. He'd also pitched against the Rafters out of the bullpen prior to that a couple of times. This is his 4th appearance of the season. Sky high in the air by Adrian into foul territory, reaching towards the stands, and it bounces into the Chinook's dugout and bounces up and out of play. So, still a 1-2 count, and all the players kind of went scurrying there. So, now a 1-2 count with runners on first and second and one away in the bottom of the second. Still the righty-righty matchup with Nick Adrian at the plate. Adrian from Gardner-Webb University, batting 153 on the season. 1-2 count on the way home. That one is high for ball number 2. 2-2 the count. And Adrian has continued to improve, it feels like, throughout the season, but still only 3 RBIs on the year. He does have a runner in scoring position right now. Going to see if he can show off this stuff. With a key position up here. Pitch on the way home. It is taken a little high for ball number 3. Full count to Adrian. And this, along with Royce Clayton, has been one of the biggest improvements. It's taking pitches and staying patient at the plate. Both Adrian and Clayton early season seem to struggle, but they've taken big strides as this one has popped straight back and out of play. So a 3-2 count, and the 8th pitch of the plate appearance coming up here. Aiden Carlson is on deck, and talk about a way to introduce yourself to the fans. He certainly did yesterday. 3-2 count on the way home. Swing and a miss. Strike number 3, and Adrian goes down on 8 pitches. It's the second out of the second inning, and also the second strikeout of the game for Nate Ciamney. Brings up Hayden Carlson to the plate with 2 outs and 2 on. Carlson, I was talking about it, he went 4-for-5 in the game yesterday over at Fond du Lac. And in that 4-for-5 game, he had the 9th inning home run that made it a 4-run lead. 2-run shot for him as part of his 5 RBI game as the first pitch to Carlson is taken on the outside edge for strike number 1. And Carlson, the collegiate numbers don't really show what he was displaying at the plate in yesterday's game. Really the first game, too. 0-1 count. Coming home, gets a swing and a miss for strike number 2. And so Carlson looking to turn it around here in the summer and proving himself as a ball player. Rafters up 1-0 and trying not to strand those 2 runners aboard. Carlson from Saddleback College. He's teammates with some of the other guys, including Jake Beauchesne and the Barajas brothers. Ripped down the third baseline. It stays fair. Here comes one run. That's going to be an extra base hit for Hayden Carlson. But staying at third base is Caden Sigmund. It's an RBI double for Carlson as he remains hot. He's picked up a hit in his last 5 at-bats, including 2 extra base hits. Oh, man. This guy cannot be figured out right now. Hayden Carlson. He was the Northwoods League Player of the Night last night with his 4-for-5 game. Understandably so. And well, he's already starting off the way to maybe get another one. It's 2-0 Rafters now in the bottom of the second. Runners on second and third. Pitch on the way home. This one misses inside for ball number 1. Carson McIntyre back into the batter's box. He led off the game with a single back in the first inning and came around to score as well. He was the first run of the game. 1-0 count with the 2 runners on. Pitch on the way. This one misses inside for ball number 2. And McIntyre, I mean, there's a reason why he got some playing time in the College World Series. It takes a lot to be able to do that. Pitch now on the way home. This one is ripped into left field, but right there at the left fielder, and he couldn't find it. So the runners are going to come home and score. The left fielder, Tyler Preece, couldn't find the ball. It drops in front of him, and it's a two RBI double for Carson McIntyre. Raptors up 4-0 in the bottom of the second. Offense is cooking. And it brings up Noah Hanna to the plate with a runner on second and two away in the bottom of the second. 4-0 lead for the Raptors. And Carson McIntyre pieced that one well. And you could just see Tyler Preece. He was trying to shield his eyes, but looks like he accidentally shielded the ball as the first pitch to Hanna is taken outside for ball number one. Raptors, their fifth hit of the game already off of Nate Ciemne. And man, it really feels, and I know I'm early in saying this, but the way that I've watched this team over the first couple of games, they feel different. Diego Garcia warming up in the bullpen over there for the Chinooks, and well, understandably so, with Ciemne getting up to 37 pitches and struggling early on. 1-1 count, it's fouled back by Hanna to bring it 1-2. But, well, it hasn't been that poor of a game from Ciemne. He has allowed a bit of contact. A couple of those balls maybe could have been played on a different day. And along with that, he's only issued the one walk. He's been pretty accurate with his stuff. Had a couple of leads and counts, but just hasn't been able to finish him off. 1-2 count here, and that one is high for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Hanna, the left-handed hitting center fielder, trying to follow up Carson McIntyre's two RBI double. Hanna, 1-for-1 in the game. He singled back in the first inning. This is his second at-bat of the game and trying to find his second hit in his Raptors career. 2-2 count on the way. It's fouled off down that left field line and back towards the concession stand. Bounces off the roof there, and well, hopefully that didn't go inside and break one of the grills over there, because I like those hot dogs over there. I tell you what, Raptors hot dogs, they're something different. They're very good. I've had a few too many. 2-2 count with the runner on second base, and this one misses outside for ball number three. But that is to say, it's always a great experience whenever you're here at Witter Field, and a good crowd here in Wisconsin Rapids today. Preparing for July 4th, Raptors going to host that game tomorrow at 3:05, so a little bit earlier. 3-2 count, it's fouled back by Hanna, and remains 3-2. Raptors usually play at 6:35 on weekdays and 3:05 on Sundays. 6:35 every day except for Sunday. Sunday usually 3:05 games. But that does get changed up for tomorrow's game. 3-2 count. That one is taken low. Ball number four. And Noah Hanna is on base. Second time that he's reached today. Second walk of the game for Nate Ciemne. And with the man warming up in the Chinooks bullpen, you do have to worry about him potentially being taken out. However, looks like no mound visit just yet. And Ciemne is going to take on Junior Barajas. Barajas, the left-handed hitter. Ciemne is now at 34 pitches after that one. 34 pitches in the inning, I should say. As that one is in there for strike number one. So next pitch is 35. 0-1 count. Ciemne looking back towards second. Brings it home. It misses outside. There's pitch 35 in the inning. Which means that he cannot come back out. 1-1 the count with the runners on first and second. Pitch coming home. That is taken for strike number two. One and two count with runners on first and second. Two away here in the top of the bottom of the second. 1-2 count comes home. This one's ripped into right field, and that gets down for a hit. Here comes the runner from third on the way home. The throw is cut off at first, and it's an RBI single for Junior Barajas. Rafters offense has reached four in a row. They lead 5-0 in the second. Everyone getting in on the offense as Noah Hata advances over towards third base. Junior Barajas is on first. And Carson McIntyre came home to score. Two away, runners on the corners in the bottom of the second. Rafters up five runs. And the right-handed hitting Madden Akko up at the plate. Akko, the third baseman today for the Rafters, his first start at third on the season for Wisconsin Rapids, takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. He played a ton of first base and DH for the Rafters in the first half of the season. Played a little bit of second those first two games. 1-0 count. It's fouled back to bring it 1-1. And then after a couple of games at second, he played just the two over in Fond du Lac. Now he's over at third base. So getting experience all around the infield. 1-1 count to the right-handed hitter from Fordham University. Pitch here is fouled back, brings it 1-2, and Akko batting .321 entering this game. He is 0-1. He grounded into that 4-6-3 double play back in the first inning, so trying to have a different result here and keep the inning alive. 1-2 count with the runners on the corners. Runner taking off from first, but it's fouled back. So Akko stays alive at the plate. And man, Nate Ciemne, he's up to 41 pitches in this inning alone. Rafters haven't even batted around yet. This is the ninth batter of the inning and just everyone working the count. Rafters have put up four runs in the bottom of the second as this one misses outside for ball number two, a 2-2 count. So with over 40 pitches in the inning, Nate Ciemne is up to 52 on the game. 2-2 count with the runners on the corners. Pitch on the way home. He's taken off from first. It's outside for ball number three. And, well, Barajas was kind of trying to bait the throw on down to second. He was stopped about halfway between the base paths, seeing if he could get caught in a pickle and allow the runner to take off from third. But instead, no throw goes down. So it's a stolen base for Barajas. A 3-2 count to Akko on the way. This one is hammered high, but foul down that left field line. That one was a moonshot that bounces off the back end of the Rafters' batting cages. And that would have been easily a home run if he had straightened that one out. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance coming up to Akko. He's got runners on second and third and two away in the bottom of the second. 5-0 Rafters. Ciemne brings the pitch home. It's outside ball number four. They are loaded. Five consecutive batters have reached base for Wisconsin Rapids, and they have officially batted around. Brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate for the second time this inning, but it looks like we're not going to get a chance to see him before a pitching change as the Chinooks are out here to have a conversation with Ciemne, but we'll wait to see if he does officially take the ball. They haven't made the call to the bullpen just yet. Maybe going to be sticking with the same guy, and the Chinooks kind of just talking things over with Ciemne and bringing things to his head. It looks like he's going to be staying out there. So just kind of trying to say a lot of pointing towards home plate right now and just saying, hey, throw your stuff in there. You've got what it takes. That's what I've got to imagine is being told to Ciemne right now. The Rafters, though, they've been able to hit his stuff. That's been the biggest problem, although three walks in the inning doesn't help out too much as Jake Beauchesne drew a walk back earlier in the second, and then Noah Hata and Madden Akko both drew walks later in the frame. So it brings up Jake Beauchesne for the second time this inning. He's got the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the second. Rafters up 5-0, and Ciemne still working. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch is south of the zone for ball number one. 1-0 count, and Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting DH for the Rafters, making his second appearance of the game. 1-0 is fouled back to bring it 1-1. However, worth noting that he did not make his Rafters debut today because he played last season was a first-half contract for the Rafters. Now, playing as a second-half guy, 1-1 count. This one's hit up the middle towards second base. It might be a tough play, throwing off balance. They get him at first, though, 4-3 on the putout, and that does it for the second inning. The Rafters, though, they put up four runs in the frame thanks to four hits. There were no errors in the inning, and the Rafters left three on base. It's 5-0 as we head to the top of the third. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together. We did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Welcome back to Rafters baseball. Top of the third inning, and the Rafters have a hefty 5-0 lead early on, but it is still early. Worth noting, and Seth Spencer hoping to continue to go deeper and deeper into this game as that's going to be the focus for him. He's managed just three innings the last couple of appearances as the first pitch to Jack Cleveno misses for ball number one. Rafters were able to manage four runs in the bottom of the second, and they batted around in the inning. 1-0 count is in there for a strike. Makes it now 1-1. Cleveno, the right-handed hitting catcher for the Chinooks. It'll be Cleveno, Cade Spear, Sears, and Bubba Heidler due up in the inning. It's the 9-1-2 batters. 1-1 count is taken for strike number two, and Seth Spencer starting to find his stuff. He allowed the first three batters to reach base, a single, a walk, and a walk to load the bases. 1-2 count taken high for ball two. 2-2, and after those first three batters all reached, Spencer's retired the last five in a row, including one that was a double play. 2-2 count on the way. It's a high grounder over towards third. Picked up at third base. Throw off balance from Akko over to first. And they got him. And a little bit interesting because the runner wasn't taking off from home. Jack Cleveno just stood there. Did not run towards first base. I think he's trying to claim that it hit his foot and should be a foul ball, but it stayed fair. So Cleveno is out as it's a 5-3 put out. And so Cleveno taking a slow walk to the dugout. It's a 5-3 put out for out number one. Now Spencer taking on the top of the order. Gets a swing and a foul ball back to bring the count 0-1. Sears, the only hit of the game against Seth Spencer, and that was the leadoff plate appearance back in the first inning. So an 0-1 count, and the pitch from Spencer is taken outside for ball number one. 1-1, and Spencer, he is really cruising on through right now. Oh, and 1-1 the count. Pitch on the way home. It's a check swing, and the appeal, he did not go, so brings it 2-1. Sears, the center fielder for the Chinooks. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. And looking at this season's numbers for Seth Spencer against left-handed hitters. He has really struggled, but this one has popped up left side of the infield. Under it, Akko, and he will make the catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the third inning, and it brings up Bubba Heidler to the plate with two outs and the bases empty in the top of the third. Rafters leading 5-0. The Rafters scored one run in the first inning on an error that allowed McIntyre to score. And in the second inning, they scored four runs, although all of them were earned, as the first pitch is taken for ball number one from Heidler. Brings the count 1-0. And those four runs came on an RBI double from Hayden Carlson, a two RBI double from Carson McIntyre, and an RBI single from Junior Barajas. That pitch misses to bring it 2-0. And the Rafters up 5-0. Seth Spencer trying to keep cruising along here. He has the 2-0 count called for strike number one. 2-1 the count. And well, a lot of turnover from the Rafters between the first and second half, and that is shown in large part in today's game. But early on, it's working. Grounder over towards second. Picked up by Harper off an odd hop, but he'll throw over to first, and they got him for out number three. Three up, three down in the third inning, and we head to the bottom of the third. Rafters leading 5-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the third inning, the Rafters have scored in each of the first two and trying to keep that trend going, as the bottom of the third will be led off by their 6, 7, and 8 batters, Eric Harper, Caden Sigmund, and Nick Adrian to lead things off. And a new pitcher on the mound for the Chinooks. The new pitcher, number 14, is Diego Garcia. Garcia takes over for Nate Ciemne and trying to turn things around. He is a right-handed pitcher. It's a righty-righty matchup with Eric Harper from NOC Tonkawa as the first pitch misses for ball number one. Northern Oklahoma College is the full name of it, and the campus at Tonkawa. 1-0 count is hit over towards shortstop. Picked up, long throw over to first, and it gets wide as Harper ends up on first. Takes a little while to decide. Now off to second. Throw coming in, sliding head first. Harper is safe. Reaches on an infield single and goes to second on the E6. So a leadoff single for the Rafters as Eric Harper picks up his first hit in a Rafters uni. Harper is the man on second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third. And Diego Garcia, the new pitcher in. First pitch on the way to the left-handed hitting Sigmund is taken low for ball number one. So a 1-0 count to Sigmund, lefty-righty matchup, and gets a swing and a foul tip for strike number one. 1-1 the count. And looking at Garcia's numbers this season, he comes in for Nate Ciemne, and Garcia, a guy who has yet to appear in a game for the Chinooks and trying to make his name heard. 2-1 count to Sigmund after coming in for Nate Ciemne. Pitch on the way here, gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. Now a 2-2 count. Ciemne ended up going two innings. He threw 58 pitches and faced a total of 15 batters, allowing six hits, five runs, four were earned, as this pitch is fouled back to keep it 2-2. He also walked three batters, struck out two, no hit batters, no balks, and no wild pitches. That's the final line for Ciemne. Diego Garcia into the game. 2-2 count. That one is taken for ball number three, and now the count is full. Caden Sigmund, 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back in the second inning. He was the second batter to reach behind Jake Beauchesne. 3-2 count coming home. This one sent over towards right field, and it's caught out of the air. They're going to double him up back at second as well, as Harper was trying to steal third, but that is two away in the third inning. Tough play there. It goes F4, and it's a double play. So Eric Harper out at second base, and it brings up Nick Adrian to the plate with nobody on and two outs in the bottom of the third. Adrian, the right-handed hitting catcher, up for the second time today. He's 0-for-1 and saw eight pitches before striking out swinging back in the second. First one to him in this inning misses for ball number one. Rafters up 5-0, and four of those runs coming from the second inning. They really did some damage to Nate Ciemne. 1-0 count coming home. That one's taken high for ball two. 2-0 the count, and Adrian, man, he's putting together some good plate appearances and still just trying to get the numbers to reflect that. 2-0 count comes home. This one misses outside. Ball number three, now a 3-0 count. Trying to stay calm and collected here. Nobody on, and Adrian looking to be the runner aboard and keep the inning going. He'll take all the way. It's north for ball number four as Adrian advances over to first base. Two outs in the bottom of the third, and Adrian up over to first base brings up Hayden Carlson. And hey, Hayden, how's it going? Oh, it's going pretty well. I've just got a hit in my last five at-bats. I'd say that's pretty good. Carlson, isn't that a little bit of a dance move? No, it's the Carlton, that's what it's called. Not quite. First pitch taken for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count. Either way, whenever he's at the plate, I feel like dancing. 0-1 count with the runner over on first base, and this one is grounded foul down the third baseline and out of play. So an 0-2 count. Carlson on an 0-2 count in the second inning. He had an RBI double. He continues to swing the bat very well. Has a double, a home run, and three singles in his last five plate appearances. Runner on first base is Nick Adrian. 0-2 count to Carlson. And the pitch on the way. This one's hit up the middle over towards second base. And they will throw it over to first. Got him in time. 4-3 for the putout as the Rafters can't manage to score a run. No runs on the one hit. There was one error, and the Rafters left one on base. We head to the fourth inning. It's 5-0 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place. Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
And Seth Spencer back out to work. He's pitched just 38 pitches through three innings without allowing a run. He's allowed just one hit, and he's retired the last eight batters in a row. And over those eight batters, he's recorded nine outs. One of them was a double play back in the first inning to get out of the bases loaded situation. And hey, he's looking pretty good right now and still looking for his strikeouts, but he's been pitching efficiently, and that's the important thing, as Esteban Garcia is up in the batter's box, takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. It'll be Garcia, Parmer, and Priest up to the plate for the Chinooks. That's their 3, 4, and 5 batters due up in the inning. That pitch misses a little too far inside. It's now 2-0. Garcia, one of just three base runners to reach against Spencer. He was the last guy to do it back in the first inning. This pitch is hit out towards left field, and he'll get on base yet again. He gets a single off of Spencer. Second time he's been on today, and it's a leadoff hit for the Chinooks. Brings up Brock Parmer with a runner on first base and nobody out in the top of the fourth. Raptors leading 5-0. Parmer from UTSA. He is 0-for-1. To start off his Chinook's career, as that pitch is in there for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And with the Chinooks, still no hits yet. Struck out swinging back in the first inning. Pickoff attempt back towards first keeps Garcia on the base paths. And Armour, one of those guys who's coming in for the second half this season for the Chinooks. Pitch on the way home, gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. 0-2 the count, and Seth Spencer on the mound. Call him Strikeout Spencer, because he's gotten at least three in every single one of his starts so far, all six of them. 0-2 count, that one is taken high for ball number one. But this game, not too many strikeouts. Only the one so far, but that's been kind of his calling card in games where he's been successful. 1-2 the count. Looks over to first. Now back home. Brings the leg up. Fires. It is low and outside, but Adrian kind of stands up and eyes the man down over at first base as the count rolls 2-2. And Armour trying to make something happen. The Chinooks, 4-1 over the last five games. Swing and a miss for strike number three. And that deals with Brock Parmer. Second strikeout of the game for Seth Spencer. Both of them on Brock Parmer. There's strikeout Spencer. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Runner on first base. And the Raptors leading 5-0. And the Raptors, a lot of new faces coming into town. And I was trying to talk to all the guys earlier today, at least introduce myself, and there were a couple of guys that I introduced myself to a second time. I'm trying to get better at names myself, but A lot of new guys here today and made it a little bit harder on me. So I tried my best. Pinch hitter, though, for the Chinooks is Nate Great comes into the game. Nate the Great takes the first pitch for ball number one. Now a 1-0 count. And Gray likely going to be slotting into left field defensively after this. 1-0 count coming home. It's a soft grounder down the third base line. A swinging bunt picked up by Adrian. Throw to first. And that one's going to bounce and go all the way to right field. Here comes the runner rounding third. The throw is going to have to go to third instead to keep the runner on second. And that is not the way that we wanted things to go. Oh, man. A tough throw by Adrian. It wasn't too far off the line, but the runner was coming over to first base. And he kind of got knocked there and in the way of the throw. So over at first base, Junior Barajas couldn't quite find a spot to make the catch on without making contact with the runner. So it ends up flying away. And on that play, it allows the runner to reach first and second on the E2. So the runner Garcia does go home as this pitch is fouled back for strike number one. Drew Reynolds at the plate. It's now a 5-1 game here in the top of the fourth. Rafters still have a big lead and trying to keep it as such. But we'll see how long the lead stays at four runs. Rafters hoping they can keep the momentum going. Runner fakes like he's running from second, and Adrian pops up, but no throw needed as he retreats, and it's a 1-1 count. So officially on the play, it was a single from Nate Gray, but he advanced to second on the E2. This one popped up towards the right side, should reach out of play, and it will. It bounces off the roof, and now a 1-2 count to Reynolds. Reynolds, the left-handed hitting first baseman from the University of Maine, and strikeout Spencer throwing low 90s on his fastball now. That one just rang up at 90 miles an hour. Love what I'm seeing from him and continuing to kind of bump up that speed. 1-2 the count with the runner on second base. Pitch on the way home. Swing and a miss. Strike number three. They got him. Third strikeout of the game for Spencer. And there he goes. Second strikeout of the fourth inning. And that's the second out of the inning. Runner on second base with two away in the top of the fourth. And a 5-1 Rafters lead. First run of the game came across just a little bit earlier in the fourth on the E2. Went all the way over to right field on the single from Nate Gray. Tried to get him out at first, but a little bit late there, and it went wild. Well, that's why Nate Gray now stands on second, and the other runner came on home to score. This one missing low. It nearly gets away from Adrian, but he's able to locate it and keep it for just a simple ball. 1-0 the count with two away in the top of the fourth at the plate. Owen DeShazo from Boston College batting just 191 on the season. But he's had some big games against the Rafters as that pitch is taken for ball number two. And Adrian had to stand up and be ready for the runner to take off just in case. But he didn't. DeShazo against the Rafters this season. His last time wasn't the best. He went 0-3, but earlier in the season, he went 1-3 on June 9th. Pickoff attempt back to second, and this one is way offline to Harper. Goes into center field, and the runner advances over to third. So an E1 allows Nate Gray now over to third base. And another error for the Rafters. It's their second of the inning, second of the game. The defense, after having a strong first three innings, struggling a little. Little bit here in the fourth. 2-0 count with two away. Runner on third. Pitch misses inside to DeShazo. Now 3-0 count. And well, I mentioned the 1-3 game at Wisconsin Rapids earlier in June. And back at the very beginning of June, he combined to go 3-5 with four RBIs in two games. That pitch in there for strike number one makes it 3-1. Man, he had a good series. Had a home run and a double in that series as well. Although he also drew four walks, so he was patient from the plate. So trying to keep his strong start against Wisconsin Rapids rolling along, he's now got a 3-2 count after fouling that last one back. Runner on third base with two away. Here's the pitch, home swing and a miss. Strike number three, and he strikes out the side there. So three strikeouts in the fourth inning for Seth Spencer, but one run does come across on the two hits, two errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 5-1 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Carson McIntyre stepping up to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Rafters leading 5-1 here from Witter Field. And McIntyre will be followed by Noah Hata, Junior Barajas as well in the hole. That's who's due up in the bottom of the fourth. McIntyre, the right fielder, right-handed hitter, trying to go 3-for-3, but takes the first pitch inside and near the head for ball number one. McIntyre, 2-for-2 with a double and two RBIs along with two runs scored. He's already been filling up that stat sheet. 1-0 count, and before that, a balk is called. So no pitch. It's a 1-0 count. So now 1-0 as the pitch comes on in, and that one is a check swing. That's strike number one. 1-1 the count. Couldn't quite hold back on that one. McIntyre from Oregon State, like I mentioned. Talked about him a little bit earlier, but not as much as I would have liked to. He's been getting too many hits early in the count. Takes a big swing and a miss at this pitch as it now rolls 1-2, and he had a home run in the NCAA baseball tournament earlier in the year back in June 8th, went deep against Florida State as a pinch hitter. 1-2 count coming home, misses high and outside for ball number two. So to say that he's got some experience on a big stage is an understatement. Guy from Peoria, Arizona, just a freshman as well, after he redshirted his first year, but pops this one up to the right side of the infield, reaching foul territory. It's a long run, and the first baseman, Drew Reynolds, can't quite bring it in as it lands in foul territory to keep it 2-2. So McIntyre still fighting at the plate. Right-handed hitter, so it's a righty-righty matchup with Diego Garcia still pitching for the Chinooks. He didn't have too bad of a first inning for them. He allowed a hit and a walk, but got a double play and another ground out back in that third inning. So he got out of the frame scoreless. Now a 2-2 count to McIntyre, who has reached both of his first two times up. Pitch on the way home, a breaking ball, misses a bit inside for ball number three. 3-2 the count. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here, and Garcia not quite able to deal with McIntyre just yet, but going to try and finish him off here. Pitch comes home, and once again, fouled away by McIntyre. And McIntyre, talking a little bit more about what he did this past season. He helped lead Oregon State to that 48-16-1 record, advancing all the way to the College World Series. Such a tough thing to do. 3-2 count coming home. Misses inside. Ball number four. McIntyre on for the third time today and already showing off that plate discipline early on. And three times on base. There's a reason why he was so effective at the Division I level, playing in some high-level games. Played in 26 games, starting 11 of them for Oregon State this past year. Batted .238 with a 908 OPS. 908 OPS is incredible at the Division I level, and certainly a guy who has MLB draft aspirations. As the first pitch to Noah Hata misses outside for ball number one, and Hata in his own right, well, this game he's been looking pretty good. 1-for-1, he drew a walk back in the second inning his last time up, takes a pitch inside, and that one's going to hit him. So Hata is now over to first base after wearing that one. It just grazed off of him, so thankfully not too much of contact, but just enough to send him over to first base. Back-to-back free passes for the Rafters as Hata is on first and McIntyre is on second. Nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. Rafters up 5-1, trying to add to their lead, and one of the hottest bats on the Rafters, Junior Barajas, stepping up to the plate. Barajas, left-handed hitting first baseman for the Rafters. He's got three doubles and a single in his first three games, and the third one not quite over with. First pitch on the way, misses outside for ball number one. Last game went 2-for-5 with two doubles, and in his first game for the Rafters, 1-for-4 with a double. He's got a 1-0 count here. He's already 1-for-2 and has an RBI on the single. Pitch on the way home. This one misses low for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And Barajas from Saddleback College, one of the many guys on the team coming from there. Three of the guys in the starting lineup for the Rafters played at Saddleback this past season. 2-0 count outside for ball number three. Barajas joined by Jake Beauchesne and Hayden Carlson, who each played at Saddleback this past season. Jace Barajas, the brother of Junior, also played at Saddleback. He was activated today, so a chance will come out of the bullpen. 3-0 count. On the way home, it's called on the inside corner for strike number one. Barajas was taking all the way on that 3-0 count, understandably so, after the control has been a bit of an issue for Diego Garcia here in the fourth inning. Had a 8-pitch walk to Carson McIntyre to start things off, then the hit by pitch, but a swing and a miss from Barajas now brings the count full. James Reese warming up in the Lakeshore bullpen as they might have to make another switch here, but the Rafters hoping to fast-track that switch. But a 3-2 count to Barajas. Pitch on the way home. This one is laced out towards right field. Going back to the wall. See you later. Booyah. It's out of here. No doubt about that one. Junior Barajas, his first home run for the Rafters. He's got an extra base hit in all three of his games. And that one, a three-run shot. He's got four RBIs tonight. And it's his fifth hit for the Rafters. Wow. What a start to a career. Junior Barajas, take a bow. It's 8-1 Wisconsin Rapids here in the bottom of the fourth. That one smashed at 101 miles an hour, goes 375 to right field. That one was out anywhere in the ballpark. I would have been gone to dead center. I tell you what, this thing was absolutely smoked. Three RBIs on the hit for Junior Barajas, and it makes it 8-1 as this one's pieced towards center field, but not towards a speck of green grass. It's caught by the center fielder, Cade Sears, for out number one. Madden Akko retired, and, well, the Rafters keeping the offense rolling along. I mean, my goodness, this is fun to watch right now. 8-1 Wisconsin Rapids, and Junior Barajas, what a find by Ziggy, as the first pitch here to Jake Beauchesne is taken for strike number one. And such a good thing that the Rafters had Jake Beauchesne on the team last year. Big reason why so many guys from Saddleback came here. Grounder over towards the right side of the infield. Takes an odd hop. Nearly eats up the second baseman, but he's able to keep it in front of him. Nice play by Esteban Garcia as he throws it over towards first for out number two. 4-3 on the putout, and it brings up Eric Harper to the plate. And talking about Beauchesne, he was on the team in the first half last season. Got well acquainted with Tom Zaglowski. Also been calling him Ziggy throughout the game. The Rafters' new manager this season. It's still only his first year in charge with the Rafters. He was an assistant coach last year. At the plate, Harper pops one foul, back out of play. 0-1 the count. And Beauchesne, he was the only guy who was at Saddleback this past year. That was at least on the Rafters last season. Had a good time here and decided to return. 0-1 count. High chopper over towards third. Picked up. Throw across the field. And man, that's some nifty defense from the Chinooks. Nice play over at third by Danny Nzunza. And that retires the Rafters. But they were able to do three runs of damage on one hit. There were no errors. And the Rafters, nobody left on base. It's 8-1 as we head to the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And back here in the top of the fifth inning, the Rafters have some fireworks going a day early. 4th of July isn't until tomorrow, guys. What's going on? Hopefully we'll have the same celebration tomorrow as well. The Rafters up 8-1 here in the top of the fifth. And Seth Spencer still working on the mound for the Rafters. Left-handed pitcher who takes the first pitch and gets it on the outside edge for strike number one. Danny Nzunza up at the plate. Nzunza, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup. 0-1 count on the way home. That misses high for ball number one. And the Rafters took the 8-1 lead thanks to the three-run absolute moonshot from Junior Barajas back in the bottom of the fourth. 375 to right field. This one is a fly ball out towards shallow right field. Running back on it, Eric Harper makes a nice play tracking back into the outfield to make the catch. Out number one here in the fifth inning, and Seth Spencer, he struck out the side back in the fourth inning, but his pitch count was worked up a little bit higher than it normally is. He was up to 58 pitches over through the fourth inning. He's trying to go through five complete innings in this one. And you look back at the performances that Spencer's had this year. He did have the 5 2/3 innings back against Madison, so going through five wouldn't quite be a season high as that pitch misses for ball number one. Jack Cleveno at the plate, right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-lefty matchup again. 1-0 count taken away for ball number two. 2-0, and Cleveno batting just 185 this season. He's struggled a bit throughout the whole year for Lakeshore. 10 RBIs, though. He's been able to make certain things happen with the right situation as the 2-0 count is taken away for 3-0. Trying to work on base here. That's the big deal for Cleveno. As the base is empty with one out in the top of the fifth, Rafters up 7 runs. Pitch on the way home. That one misses outside as well. And it's a 4-pitch walk to Cleveno. And, well, you might get a temperature check shortly on Spencer. Looking over there at the dugout. Doesn't appear like they're going to call a mound visit just yet. Spencer's still relatively low on the pitch count and hoping that he can go through at least the 5 innings and be in line for the win. He's allowed just the one unearned run from the 4th inning as that pitch misses for ball number one. Cade Sears up at the plate. Sears, the left-handed hitting center fielder, up for the 3rd time this game, back to the top of the order. 1-0 count, but before that, a pickoff attempt back towards first. Rojas catches it, but no tag applied with Cleveno on first base. Cleveno is a quick runner. Can't quite count him out from trying to swipe a bag. 1-0 count. That one is taken for strike number one. 1-1 the count. And so watch out for Cleveno, and we'll see what happens over there. Justin Battle warming up in the Rafters bullpen. Another pickoff attempt back to first. Tag applied, but not in time, and trying to get the hidden ball trick from Junior Barajas. He faked the throw back to the mound and tried to reapply the tag, but Cleveno hadn't quite gotten off the bag just yet. 1-1 count. This one's hit up the middle and gets into center field. So a one-out single from Cade Sears puts two on here in the 5th inning. And Jack Cleveno stays at second base on the hit. So now runners on first and second, and that will bring out the Rafters pitching coach, Mike Spears. So time will be taken here for the Rafters to talk things over with Seth Spencer. And after that pitch, he's now at 68 on the game. So getting up there on the pitch count and going to try and see if he can get through 5 innings as the Rafters have their pitcher Battle warming up over there in the bullpen. Earlier today, Ashton Poole was warming up, but seems like maybe just a bullpen session for him because he, of course, went in the game last night. Not really getting back-to-back appearances from him, and it seems like that was just signaling, hey, we want to get you some work, but not going to put you in the game. So Seth Spencer continuing to look strong out here. Spencer's allowed now 4 hits in the game through 4 1/3 innings. And if he completes this 5th inning, would be in line for the win. 1-1 the count with the runners on first pitch to Bubba Heidler coming up here. Runners on first and second with one out in the top of the 5th inning. Spencer looking home, and the batter Bubba Heidler, right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Spencer taking his time, now brings the ball into his glove. Looks over towards first. Now brings the pitch home. This one's hit over to second. There's Harper. He'll flip over to short. Carlson back to first. They got him. Oh, yeah. Nifty 4-6-3 double play. And it's the second double play of the game for the Rafters as they get through this 5th inning. Seth Spencer, he's got the win at the moment. But the Rafters still got plenty of game time left to play. We'll see if they can finish it out in that 5th inning. No runs on the one hit. No errors and one left on base. We head to the bottom of the 5th. It is 8-1 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us
I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
No, they gave it to me in a different order.